Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many of us take great pains to look our best. And as Buzbek Dovlatov, chair of biomedical science at the University of Sheffield, explains, a product known for helping people look their best may also hold the key to alleviating chronic pain.
We are making a new type of pain relief. 1 in 8 adults suffers from severe, disabling chronic pain, which lasts many months and years. This can result from trauma, a major surgery, or cancer. Currently available pain medicines, such as morphine, do not really help chronic pain sufferers and often have intolerable side effects. To properly manage chronic pain, we need to find strong but also selective nerve blockers. We are using the botulinum neurotoxin to block pain neurons for several months. Normally, in nature, botulinum neurotoxin causes muscle paralysis. A diluted form of botulinum neurotoxin is commonly known as Botox and is in wide use for cosmetic procedures. Recently, however, Botox was recommended for the treatment of migraines, but the paralyzing action of Botox masks its anti-pain potential. My team has developed new botulinum molecules without paralytic properties. We removed the paralyzing effect of Botox by stapling the tetanus binding part to modified Botox. Tetanus is known to bind spinal and brain neurons very easily. Our designer nerve blocker can now target pain neurons rather than muscles. Our recent study showed that the new molecule can treat inflammatory pain. Pain treatment requires long-lasting nerve blocking without muscle paralysis. A single injection of our new molecule at the site of pain could potentially relieve pain for many months. We hope to offer our modified Botox to chronic pain sufferers in the next 3 to 5 years.
That was Buzbek Dovlatov of the University of Sheffield. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I've tried to find a cure for